I'm Todd Zwillick. Welcome back to The Takeaway. School kids in New York City returned to classes yesterday, and when they did, they found a new policy in the New York City public schools. Starting this week, all of the city's 1.1 million public school students will receive free lunch. Here's Carmen Farina, the chancellor of the New York City Public Schools.
The average saving of money is $300 per family. This makes a difference, and it particularly makes a difference at this time when many families are trying to figure out how to stretch their budget.
Now, the majority of school kids in New York qualify for free lunch, but officials noticed a problem. As kids get older, fewer and fewer of them eat the lunches that the schools provide. And the main reason, according to the city, is the stigma and the shame of receiving a free lunch in the first place.
I heard from students all throughout the city of New York, children who were teased, children who had to stand on separate lines, children who were referred to as pole kids. These poor children, unfortunately, were stigmatized, they were made fun of, they were bullied, and some just decided not to have lunch at all.
That was New York City Public Schools advocate Letitia James describing what's become known in the city as food shaming. Ben Kalos went to the New York City Public Schools as a kid, and today he's a supporter of universal free lunch from his seat representing Manhattan's Upper East Side on the New York City Council. Ben Kalos is here with me in the studio. Welcome to The Takeaway.
Thank you for having me on The Takeaway. Longtime listener, excited to be on.
It's good to have you. How did this stigma, what people in New York now call lunch shaming, get so bad that schools in New York decided free lunch for everyone was the answer?
I grew up on the Upper East Side, and I went to a public school, the Bronx High School of Science, and I had a single mom, and I qualified for reduced lunch. And so back in the 90s in high school, I had to choose between food and friends, and sadly, I made the choice that all too many kids make of choosing friends over food and saying, oh, I'm not hungry, because the truth is I was starving. And in terms of how bad it's gotten, kids are participating less and less as they get older. It's about 81% in elementary school, 61% in middle school. But once you get to high school, it drops down to 38%. And all these kids are eligible for free or reduced school lunch.
And do we know that this reduced participation is because of the social shame that you're describing of not wanting to be one of the kids who gets free lunch in front of other kids?
There's a Lunch for Learning coalition, and I've had the opportunity to meet with parents and students from all over the city who were tired of being shamed, of being called the free, or other names. And it happened to me, so it struck a personal chord with me.
How much money is New York City paying to expand lunch for all school kids?
It's going to come out to about, I think the last estimate that we were looking at is it's about $40 million. And when a city has a budget of $85.2 billion, and we're talking about a federal government with trillions, feeding 1.1 million kids for $40 million isn't such a big deal. And the federal government is actually going to reimburse us for every single dollar we spend on free lunch at about 80 cents on the dollar. So any money we spend is going to come right back, and it's going to be a positive for the local economy. We're going to spend it on local food.
So it seems pretty clear, Ben Kalos, that this type of stigma over free lunch is a legitimate problem in New York. But a skeptic might look at this and say, this is a lot of money, even if it's $40 million, to address a problem. Couldn't the city, or the federal government for that matter, if that's your thing, spend a lot less money trying to educate kids and parents about free lunch and change the culture and the attitude around it, rather than just throwing a blanket over everybody and saying everybody gets free lunch?
When you're thinking about the 1.1 million kids, 75% of them qualify for free or reduced school lunch. So that's the magnitude of the number of meals. And when you talk about administrative overhead, we're probably spending a lot of money just to make sure that those 25% don't get that food. But when you have that 75% who qualify not really participating, about a third of those kids aren't even getting those meals, we can do more.
So the need to give kids three square meals a day is indisputable. And you say that 75% of kids in the New York City school system qualify here. That's a lot of kids, and they need lunch. There's no question about it. Going forward, what are the New York City schools doing to address this issue of the stigma in the first place? Because it's still going to be around, even if all the kids get free lunch. At some point in the future, the federal government's going to say, we don't have money for this. Or at some point in the future, these kids are going to go on to other schools. And it's the attitudes that really matter here, right?
We need to make sure that the quality and the culture in the schools is improved. And I think having one less thing to have kids bullied on when there's so many different things out there will have a huge impact. And one thing that's important to mention is we've got about 22,000 children who woke up this morning in a homeless shelter and are in our public schools, and they've already got it pretty tough. And this will help eliminate the easy way for kids to identify another kid who may be low income that they could be targeted.
One of the things, Ben Kalos, that surprised me in reading about this, not necessarily in New York City, but in other school districts around the country where free lunch exists, and it does across the country, is that the shaming and the stigma that you were talking about wasn't necessarily directed at children, although peer-on-peer stigma is definitely an issue, that some school districts were exerting stigma and shaming on parents publicly with letters, with policies to try to get them to pony up. And I wonder what you have to say from your enclave in New York to this type of activity in school districts in other parts of the country.
Schools need to be a safe place for children and for parents. And one of the benefits of having a universal free school lunch means that there will no longer be a situation where kids who can't afford to pay for their meal have their meals thrown away or end up in some sort of debt situation where the school lunch workers or their teachers or even the principal are harassing the students or the parents to get paid for these meals. And it's something that if any jurisdiction is doing it, they should stop it. When we found out about it here in the city, the chancellor immediately sent out a memo saying, stop it. We're going to leave these kids alone. But the unfortunate fact is, with 1,400 different schools all over the city, those types of policies are hard to enforce. But what we can do is just say, school lunch is going to be free. We're going to leave our kids alone. We're going to leave our parents alone, and folks are going to be able to focus on learning.
1.1 million public school students in New York City returned to classes this week to find free school lunch for all students. Ben Kalos went to those New York City public schools as a kid, and now he's a member of the New York City Council representing the Upper East Side. Ben, thanks for being here.
Todd, thanks for having me.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.